శ్రీమద్భాగవతం 10.19.7 డేట్ 20 ఫిబ్రవరి 2015 స్పీకర్ బ్రజేంద్రనందన్ ప్రభు.
స్థిర జంగమాన్ మహాన్ తమంతాతవధూమకేతు యాదృశ్చయా భూత్ క్షయ కృద్వనౌకసాం సమీరిత సారదినోల్వనౌకైర్ విలీలిహానాస్థిరజంగమాన్ మహాన్.
ట్రాన్స్లేషన్: తతః తబ్ సమంతాత్ చారం ఓర్ దవధూమకేతు భీషణ్ జంగిల్ కి అగ్ని యదృశ్చయా సహసా ఆభూత్ ప్రకట్ హుయి క్షయకృత్ నష్ట్ కర్నే పర్ తులి వన్ వన్ వనౌకసాం జంగిల్ మే ఉపస్థిత్ ప్రాణియం కో సమీరిత హాకి గయి సారధినా సారథితుల్య హవా ద్వారా ఉల్భన భయానక్ ఉల్ముఖై ఉల్కా జేసే చిన్గరియో సే యుక్త విలీలిహానః చాటతి హుయి స్థిర జంగమాన్ మహాన్ సమస్త చర్ తదా అచర్ ప్రాణియోం కో మహాన్. అనువాద్ ఆర్ తాత్పర్య: హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్ కే ద్వారా సహసా చారో దిశాఓ మే మహాన్ దావాగ్ని ప్రకట్ హుయి జిస్సే జంగిల్ కే సమస్త ప్రాణియోం కే నష్ట్ హోనే కా సంకట్ ఉత్పన్న హో గయా. సారథి తుల్య వాయు అగ్ని కే ఆగే బడ్తి జా రహీ థీ ఔర్ చారో ఓర్ భయానక్ చిన్గరియా నికల్ రహీ థీ. నిస్సందేహ్ ఇస్ మహాన్ అగ్ని నే అప్ని జ్వాలాం రూపీ జిహ్వాఓం కో సమస్త చరాచర్ కి ఓర్ ఫేలా దియా థా. తాత్పర్య: అభి కృష్ణ బలరామ్ తదా గ్వాల్ బాల్ అప్ని గావోన్ లేకర్ ఘర్ లౌట్నే హీ వాలే థే కి జో దావాగ్ని లఘీ థీ వహ్ కాబూ కే బాహర్ హో గయీ ఔర్ ఉస్సే ఉన్ సభోం కో ఘేర్ లియా.
ఓమజ్ఞాంతిమిరాంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజనశలాకయా చక్షూరున్మిళితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీగురవే నమః. శ్రీచైతన్యమనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూపగదా మహ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం. వందేహం శ్రీగురో శ్రీయుతాపదకమలం శ్రీగురూన్ వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతం సహగణా రఘునాథాన్వితం సజీవం. साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पदां सहगणा ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगे राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमोस्तुते जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे हरे।
मेरा हिंदी इतना अच्छा नहीं है। इधर सबको अंग्रेज समझ में नहीं आता है, इसलिए हिंदी में बोलने के लिए कोशिश करता हूँ। चलेगा ना? अच्छा जी, अच्छा जी, हाँ हाँ, अच्छा ठीक है। अभी इस श्लोक में कहा गया है कि जब कृष्ण भगवान और बलराम जी और सारे ग्वाल बाल अपना गाय को चरा के घर लौटने के समय आ गया, तब जंगल में अचानक आग लग गया और वो आग मतलब बुझाने के लिए नहीं रहो, मतलब वो क्या बोलते हैं, बुझाने के बाहर हो गया, मतलब उसको कोई बुझा नहीं सकता। तभी एक ग्वाल बाल भगवान को चिल्लाने लगे। अभी कृष्ण भगवान को जन्म क्यों हुआ? ये कृष्ण सॉरी या ओके दैट्स फाइन। सो मैं साउथ इंडिया से हूँ, इसलिए हिंदी इतना सिर्फ काम चलाने का आता है। सो एनीवे, आई एम रियली सॉरी। सो हियर इट सेज दैट सो व्हाई कृष्णा हैज टू अपीयर इन दिस वर्ल्ड। So Krishna comes to protect his devotees. इधर श्रीमद् भागवत पहले स्कंद में कुंती महारानी says that भवेश्मिन् क्लिश्यमानानां अविद्या कामकर्मभिः स्मरण श्रवण स्मरणार्हानि किंचन। हियर कुंती सेज दैट भवेश्मिन् क्लिश्यमानानां इन दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड एवरीबडी इज फ्लोटिंग इन दिस मटेरियल एनर्जी ऑफ कृष्णा। So Krishna comes in order to relief from this material existence. And also Sravana Smaranarhani. So everybody in this material world, or they have so many things to do. If it is not connected to Krishna, then it is called avidya kama karma bihi. So avidya means what? So for example, Prahlad Maharaj says that his father Hiranyakashipu, he was avidwan. Avidya means he knows nothing. So how come it is possible that Hiranyakashipu, he was so powerful and he was so intelligent, he was able to conquer all the planets? If somebody is unintelligent, how it is possible then? So he was intelligent, but that wasn't for Krishna consciousness. So that was called avidya. And kama karma bihi. Kama karma means like you just satisfy for sense gratification. Whatever they do, you know, either they go to school or they go to college or they work only to satisfy their senses. Not for Krishna's gratification. And otherwise, Kunti says that Srunvanti Gayanti Grinantya Bhikshnasaha Smaranti Nandanti Tavehitam Janaha Taiva Pashyantya Chireva Tavakam Bhava Pravaho Paramam Padam Bhujam. So here Krishna takes birth and Krishna makes pastimes with intimate devotees. So in order to, we can remember, so Krishna did pastimes, that's why we are sitting here and we are speaking about Krishna's pastimes. So Srunvanti, people to listen, Gayanti, and devotees to sing his glories, and Smaranti, to memorize, and Nandanti, the pure devotees, when they listen of Krishna, and when they read about Krishna and think about Krishna, and they become really happy. That is called Nandanti. So how it is? She says that Abhikshnasaha. Abhikshnasaha means constantly. So, you know, mostly devotees, they come in the Mangalarti and Darshanarti and the class and finished. So that's not enough. We had to think about Krishna constantly. So in that way, so we'll be delivered from this material existence. So Queen Kunti says here, Bhava Pravaho. Bhava Pravaha, like when the river flows, like last year in Badrinath, so there was so big current, it killed thousands of people. So similarly, that only killed around maybe 30,000 people, but this Bhava Pravaha kills everybody. It doesn't kill only the devotees who is surrendered unto Krishna. So bhava pravaho paramam padambujam. So in this heavy current, nobody can survive. But paramam padambujam. So the supreme lotus feet of Krishna. So if we are able to hold the supreme person of Godhead's lotus feet, then we are in safe hand, we are saved. So like a couple of months ago in Andhra Pradesh, there was called Hudud. So it displaced many millions of people, and it killed maybe hundreds. Because we have got a lot of technology, and so they're able to save people, you know. They took some precautions.
Jai Ho Radha Giridhari ki Jai, Jagannath Balde Shubhadramaya ki Jai, Gaunita ki Shilpapad Maharaj ki Jai.
So the technology saved few people. But even that technology cannot save people from this bhava pravaha. Nobody can say except the supreme personality of Godhead. So here in this verse it says that Davagni Prakat. So the Davagni is appeared. But even before this happened, Queen Kunti says that Vishan Mahagne Purushada Darshanat. So Vishan Mahagne Purushada Darshanat Asat Prabha Asat Sabhayam Vanavasa Krishrataha Mride Mride Aneka Maharadastato Dravnyastratascas Mahare Virakshitaha. For devotees, every problem, the only Krishna is there. Nobody else. So when the Kunti's children, they were very small, they were tied into the Lakshagriha. And Duryodhana had to burn them. But luckily, they escaped. And even here as well, the devotees, they are asking Krishna, "Oh Krishna, please protect us." So even Krishna lifted the Girgovar then. So when Indra poured rain for 1 week, so even at that time, all the Vrajavasis, what they said, "Krishna Krishna Mahabhaga Tvannadam Gokulam Prabho Tratumarhasi Devana Kupitad Bhakta Vachala." So they prayed Krishna, "Krishna Krishna Mahabhaga Tvannadam Gokulam Prabho Tratumarhasi Devana Kupitad Bhakta Vachala." So they went to Krishna. There is nobody else to go. So except Krishna, nobody can save from these troubles. So, of course, this is a fire. So Krishna saved his devotees by listening the devotees' prayers then and there. But there is ongoing fire is there. From that fire, so Krishna can only save us if you are only surrendered. So if you are not surrendered, so nobody can save us. So what is that fire called? In seventh canto, 9th chapter, Prahlad Maharaj says that Yasmat Priya Priya Vyoga Samyoga Janma శోకాగ్నినా సకల యోనిషు దహ్యమానః దుఃఖ ఔషధం తదపి దుఃఖమతద్యాహం భూమన్ భ్రమామి వదమే తవదాశ్య యోగం. సో ప్రహ్లాద్ మహారాజ్ సేస్ దట్ యస్మాత్ ప్రియాప్రియ వియోగ సంయోగ జన్మ శోకాగ్నినా సకల యోనిషు దహ్యమానః. Sometimes we take birth very pleasing, like it is you know quite suitable for Bombay life. So priya priya viyoga samyoga janma, so priya apriya, if somebody is living like a area like a, you know, Kalina, I saw that there's so many beautiful apartments, so it becomes priya, it's very pleasing. But apriya, same time, if somebody is living like a Dharavi or maybe Dahisar, you know, Jabdi Patis, that becomes apriya. They don't like living, but they have to. There is no excuse. And even then, samyoga viyoga janma. If somebody takes birth in the house, they celebrate. And after taking birth, they count. In every year, they say many returns of the day. Happy birthday. You know, wish you happy birthday. But where is happy birthday? So every year, they're, you know, going one year to near to the death. And viyoga janma. When somebody dies, soka agni. Right, here is a dava agni, but in the real life is soka agni. In that soka agni, dahyamanaha. When somebody dies in the family, the heart burns. Right, it's burning in the hearts. Where this guy gone? You know, he was working every day. You know, like I was calling him dad or mom or bob or papa or mama, whatever you call it. So in that case, what happens? It burns in the heart. So of course, everybody has experience here. Is anybody, nobody experienced that burning in the heart? If somebody hasn't experienced, please lift your hands. No, so that shows that everybody experienced that shokagni. So other thing, Prahlad Maharaj says here, dukkha aushadam tadapi dukkha matadhyaham. So this world is miserable. So in order to relief from this miserable world, we created so many hospitals and so many nursing homes.
Bahut sare nursing home bhi banaye gaye
and so many orphanages,
bahut sare anath ashram bhi banaye gaye
and so many old age homes,
aur bahut sare ghar jo hai anath ashram ke vriddha ashram bhi banaye gaye.
So but still we are going through the miserable life.
Phir bhi hum dekhte hain kitna bhayavak jeevan hamara rehta hai.
So Prahlad Maharaj says, dukkha aushadam tadapi dukkha matadhyaham.
So Prahlad Maharaj kehte hain, ye dukkha aushadam.
So atadhyaham, atadhyaham means like asad. Asad means we think this body is us.
Ye sharir jo hai, ye asad hai.
So that's why all the miseries are there.
Isliye sara samasya hai.
So if we think that, you know, though we are in this material body according to our karma, but our duty only to engage in Krishna consciousness.
Yadapi hum is bhautik sharir mein hai hamare karmon ke anusar, par hamara kartavya hai ki hum bhagwan Krishna ka seva mein lage rahe.
That's why Prahlad Maharaj says that bhuman brahmami vadame tavadashya yogam. भूमन ओ माय डियर लॉर्ड वदामी प्लीज टेल मी दास योगम हाउ कैन आई बिकम योर सर्वेंट
मैं आपका सेवक कैसे बन सकता हूँ
बट इन दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड एवरीबॉडी वांट टू बिकम बॉस
पर इस जगत में दास ने सभी बॉस बनना चाहते हैं
सो हियर दैट आवर रुतासुरा ही सेज दैट दासानुदासो भवित भवितास्मि भूयः He says that life after life, I want to become servant of your servant.
जन्मांतर जन्म मैं आपके दास के दास बनना चाहता हूँ.
But in our real life, we want to become बासानुबासो.
पर हमारे सच्चे जीवन में हम बासानुबास बनना चाहते हैं.
Not just boss, you know, bosses of the boss.
हम केवल boss नहीं बनना चाहते, bossों के boss भी बनना चाहते हैं.
That is not possible.
पर ये संभव नहीं होगा.
When I was in England, I went to doctor surgery.
मैं जब इंग्लैंड में था, मैं डॉक्टर के पास गया, मैंने देखा सर्जरी ऑपरेशन के लिए गया था.
No, surgery means it's like a, you know, like they called here. Surgery means little every area they have a government operated. Surgery means like they give medicines and all these things, you know.
यहाँ पे surgery का England में ऐसा होता है कि साल में वार्षिक ऐसा camp लग जाता है और उनको दवाई पियानी दिया जाता है.
So there I saw one, they called Dr. James, and I saw, oh, doctor is coming for treatment.
When I देखा एक Dr. James था, वो treatment के लिए आ गया था.
So he was about 90 years old.
वो 90 साल का था.
And he was in the wheelchair.
वो doctor wheelchair में था.
So he is the doctor himself. We cannot cure.
वो डॉक्टर स्वयं है पर अपना ही जरा व्याधि को ठीक नहीं कर पा रहे
सो व्हाट काइंड ऑफ डॉक्टर ही इज
तो किस प्रकार का डॉक्टर है
सो कृष्ण इज कॉल्ड भवरोग वैद्य
कृष्ण को भवरोग वैद्य कहा जाता है
बिकॉज कृष्ण कैन ओनली क्यूर फ्रॉम दिस भव प्रवाह
केवल कृष्ण ही हमें इस भव प्रवाह से बचा पाएंगे
और शोकाग्नि
यह शोकाग्नि है इससे बचा पा सकते हैं
So that's why we sing every day in Mangala Arati. Samsara dava nalalida loka pranaya karunya gana gana tvam. So samsara dava nalalida loka. So this samsara, the fire of the samsara.
Ye samsara ka agni jo hai.
So it burns everybody's heart.
Sabke hriday ko jalata hai.
But when the fire comes, it only burns some houses. और यू नो सम काइंड ऑफ फॉरेस्ट
ये संसार में आग लग जाता है तो थोड़ा बहुत घर को जला देता है थोड़ा बहुत जंगल को जला देता है
बट दिस मटेरियल फायर दिस एग्जिस्टेंस ऑफ द फायर ऑफ दिस एग्जिस्टेंस इट बर्न्स एवरीबॉडी
भौतिक जगत का जो अग्नि है ये सबको जला देता है संसार का अग्नि
सो इफ वी आर नॉट केयरफुल वी आर बर्न्ड
अगर हम सावधान नहीं रहेंगे तो हम जल जाएंगे
बट इफ यू आर केयरफुल
अगर हम सावधान रहेंगे
एंड सरेंडर टू कृष्ण
और हम कृष्ण की शरणागत रहेंगे
देन यू आर सेव्ड
अगर हम बच जाएंगे
सो दैट्स व्हाई
इसलिए
इन दिस विद इन आवर मीरा रोड
ये
और गिरिधारी टू इनकार्नेशन
ये भौतिक जगत में मीरा रोड में भगवान अवतरित होते हैं
सो वी डिडंट नो दैट यू नो लाइक अबाउट 20 इयर्स अगो व्हेन गिरिधारी जी केम हियर nearly 30 years maybe. So we did not know that Mira Road is going to become this big and busy and very expensive area.
20 साल पहले हम ये नहीं जानते थे कि गिरधारी यहाँ पे आ गए हैं और ये सुंदर भव्य मंदिर निर्माण होगा.
So Krishna knows that what is going to happen.
Krishna जानते हैं भविष्य में क्या होने वाला है.
So that's why Krishna came about many years ago before that Mira Road became so congested.
इसलिए ये मीरा रोड जो पूरी तरह से बढ़ने से पहले लोगों का संख्या बढ़ने से पहले भगवान बहुत पहले आ गए और यहाँ पे विराजने लगे
इसे कृष्ण के इन जुहू 40 इयर्स अगो
कृष्ण जुहू में आए 40 साल पहले
इफ ही डिडंट कम इन जुहू 40 इयर्स अगो वी कुडंट इवन बाय अ लैंड देयर
अगर 40 साल पहले नहीं आता भक्त वहां पे जमीन भी नहीं खरीद पाते
राइट व्हेन प्रभुपाद केम टू जुहू devotees commented prabhuji prabhupad what are you going to do with this much big land
prabhupaji ye itna bada zameen lekar kya karoge ye juhu mein
but prabhupad said that you know this land will become very one day it will be too small
ye jagah jo hai ek din bahut hi chhota pad jayega aapke liye
so that is true now you know when janmashtami comes there is no place for devotees to stand
aaj ye satya ban gaya jab janmashtami aa jate hai wahan pe aisa bheed lag jati hai ki bhakt bhi nahi khade pate hain khada ho pate
even sundays It's so packed up. So an example that one day this mirror temple hall will be fully packed up. So that is going to happen. So Krishna knows that what is good for us and what is bad for us. So here I was saying that dukkha aushadam tadapi dukkha matadhyaham. So there is so many medicines there, you know, they're creating so many medications from thousands of years, and every year they're getting, you know, new medicines. But still they're not able to cure this. There is only one medicine which can cure. Krishna ka naam. So everybody say Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Krishna.
Hare Hare.
Hare
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Rama, Rama.
Rama Rama.
Hare Hare.
Hare
Hare. So that's why Prahlad Maharaj, he says that Bhuman Brahmami Vadame Tavadasya Yogam. So Prahlad Maharaj says that, oh my dear Lord, there is only one way to cure from this material existence. So please tell me, how can I become your servant?
मार्ग है, एक ही विधि है जिससे कि इस भवरोग को दूर किया जा सकता है. इसलिए हे भगवान, मुझे बताइए वो कैसे मैं आपका दास बन सकता हूँ.
So that's why Giridhari ji appeared here very cleverly, you know, when the land was empty here, you know.
इसलिए Giridhari ji यहाँ पे विराजमान हो गए बहुत ही बुद्धिमानी के साथ, बहुत ही चतुराई के साथ भगवान यहाँ विराजमान हो गए. जब जमीन का भाव बहुत कम था तब आके भगवान यहाँ पे आके उपस्थित हो गए.
Imagine if you want greater one to come now, there is no possible.
अगर इस वक्त कहा जाएगा इतना बड़ा जगह चाहिए तो बहुत ही मुश्किल होगा खरीदने के लिए.
So that's why Giridhari and Jagannath appeared here. So in future, you know, there will be so many people in Mira Road. You know, if there is no temple, then there is no way to they can serve Krishna.
तो भगवान बहुत ही पहले आ गए जगन्नाथ जी के साथ, और देखते कि अब मेरा रोड का संख्या बढ़ जाएगा, और लोग अगर यहाँ पे भगवान नहीं होंगे तो कैसे वे सेवा में लग सकते हैं या भगवान से जुड़ सकते हैं. इसलिए भगवान पहले ही आ गए.
सो वी मे नॉट वेरी इंटेलिजेंट, सो वी डोंट वांट टू सर्व कृष्णा.
हम लोग बुद्धिमान नहीं होने के कारण भगवान का सेवा नहीं करते होंगे.
बट कृष्णा इज सो इंटेलिजेंट, ही ऑलरेडी अपीयर्ड.
भगवान बहुत बुद्धिमान है, वो बहुत ही बुद्धिमान है, इसीलिए वो तुरंत आ गए. वो जानते हैं और सेवा में हम सबको जोड़ेंगे.
So in this material world, you know, like avidya kama karma vihi, we don't want serve Krishna.
ये भौतिक जगत में हम भगवान का सेवा नहीं करना चाहते हैं.
But we want to satisfy our senses.
हम अपने इंद्रियों को पुष्ट करना चाहते हैं.
So here I said earlier that, you know, Hiranyakashipu, how can he can be unintelligent?
मैं पहले भी बताया हिरण्यकशिपु को प्रहलाद महाराज क्यों अविद्यमान कहते हैं, उसको बुद्धि नहीं है ऐसा कहते हैं.
So but here you see that, for example, that yesterday I went to Kandivali.
पर कल के दिन मैं कांदिवली गया था. एक उदाहरण.
So Modi is saying that, you know, Swachh Bharat.
मोदी जो है वो कहते हैं कि ये भारत को स्वच्छ करो, स्वच्छ भारत.
So nearly 6 months he started स्वच्छ भारत movement.
ये पिछले आंदोलन जो है पिछले 6 महीने से चल रहा है स्वच्छ भारत.
Is it something is happening here, any improvement? Nothing.
पर कुछ स्वच्छता दिखाई पड़ रहा है, हो रहा है, ज्यादा दिखाई नहीं पड़ रहा है.
Yeah, just for the name and fame, Amitabh Bachchan or Abhishek Bachchan, one day they took the broom, you know, just some area and just finished, that's it.
Or naam ke liye, yash ke liye, kabhi kabhi Amitabh Bachchan jadu lekar aa jate hain, ya Abhishek Bachchan aa jate hain jadu lekar.
So even Modi, he went to Banaras.
Aur Modi ji bhi jab Banaras gaye the,
Ganga, you know, Ganga banks, he took just some rooms and some things for just for a show off, it finished.
Aur Ganga ke tat par thoda sa jadu lagaye aur is prakar se yash ke liye apna jati ke liye.
If Modi want to really clean this, if he goes to Malad Machi Market.
Agar Modi sahab jo hai sach mein swachhta lana hi chahta hai, to wahan pe Machi Market hai.
The Malad, you know, it is really, really, you know, I couldn't even breathe. So this material world is like this. Even thousand Modi comes. Modi. Nothing is going to happen. So that's why Krishna comes and he appears. You know, he went to Girigaon Chowpatti.
So he
went to Juhu.
Juhu pe bhi aaye.
So he went to Mira Road.
Mira Road pe bhi aaye.
So he went to America, he went to Switzerland, he went to
America.
All the Europe, all over the world.
Puri duniya mein Krishna aaye.
So Krishna thought, this Modi cannot go everywhere.
Krishna jo hai sab jagah pe jaadu nahi maar
paata. Right? The Indian Prime Minister, he can only rule, you know, like with Swagruhe Pujate Murkaha. If he's a foolish, only in the house is respected. And Swarajya Pujate Raja.
Aur Swaraj mein Raja ka puja hota hai ya uska gungan hota hai.
Aur Swagra mein Pujate Prabhu.
Par pure jagat mein Prabhu ka, yani ki budhiman vyakti ka pure jagat mein.
Aur Vidwan Sarvachya Pujate.
Aur Vidwan ka sarvatra puja hota hai.
Aur the biggest Vidwan is the Krishna. Supreme.
Sabse bada Krishna Vidwan jo hai Krishna hai.
Supreme Son of Godhead. So that's why the whole world worships him. So Krishna is worshipped everywhere. So that's why, you know, Prabhupada came and he took him to the entire world. So it is only possible when somebody becomes sincere.
Ye sambhav hoga jab koi bahut hi gambhirta se bhakti karenge, imandari se bhakti karenge.
You see, otherwise, you know, Prabhupada, he was a scholar but he didn't have any PhD degree, right?
Prabhupada ji bahut bade vidwan the par uske paas koi PhD degree nahi tha, bhautik jagat ka PhD degree nahi tha.
Even he discontinued his BA honors.
और वो अपने बीए हॉनर्स जो था उसको भी पूरी तरह से स्वीकार नहीं किया.
But still he became so famous.
फिर भी वो बहुत यशस्वी हो गए, उनका यश फैल गया.
There is no guru as like Prabhupada. Like we do guru puja in England, we do guru puja in all European countries, Italy, France, Germany, Belgium, right?
इस प्रकार के प्रभुपाद जी जिसे कोई नहीं है. प्रभुपाद जी का पूजा इंग्लैंड में होता है, फिर फ्रांस में होता है, यूरोप में होता है, अमेरिका इत्यादि बहुत सारी जगह, स्विट्जरलैंड जगह में होता है.
सो दैट्स व्हाई वी कॉल हिम जगत गुरु.
इसीलिए प्रभुपाद जी को जगत गुरु कहते हैं.
सो दैट्स व्हाई कृष्णा सेंड हिम इन द राइट टाइम इन द राइट प्लेस.
इसीलिए कृष्ण भगवान जो है सही समय पर सही स्थान पर प्रभुपाद जी को भेजे.
इफ प्रभुपाद केम नाउ, यू नो, इन बॉम्बे, आई डोंट थिंक वी कैन प्रोक्योर दैट मच बिग लैंड.
अगर प्रभुपाद जी बॉम्बे इस समय पर आते,
the, you know, like procured means like, you know, in Juhu when the Prabhupada came, the land was empty.
तो इस प्रकार से जमीन जुहू का ऐसा खरीद नहीं पाते.
So that's why Krishna comes time to time.
इसलिए भगवान आते हैं समय समय पर.
So here Krishna appeared.
यहाँ कृष्ण लीला कर रहे हैं.
Not for the just for द्वापर युग.
केवल द्वापर युग के लिए नहीं आते हैं.
So in Kali Yuga as well.
Kali Yuga mein bhi aate hain.
So like us, so we can srunvanti gayanti grananta bhikshnashah.
Taki hum sab ke kirtan ko ga sakte hain, sun sakte hain aur smaran kar sakte hain.
So it's interesting here in this verse here. This all the cowherd boys.
बहुत ही अच्छा यहाँ पे देखा जाता है कि इस लीला में जितने भी बाल बाल थे वे सब कृष्ण के साथ हैं. और
When the fire appeared, they went to Krishna straight away. Because they are so sincere that they knew within their core heart that except Krishna, nobody can. So similarly, within this life, you know, like we are all burning from this so many fires. But we may not know that, you know, it doesn't look like a fire, but when somebody lost something, or you lost some money, or you know, somebody said something to you, but you feel that within the burning inside.
ये आग दिखाई नहीं पड़ता है पर जब कोई हमारा प्रिय चला जाता है या कोई हमारा सामान चोरी हो जाता है या कोई हमें बुरा बोल देता है तब हम देखते हैं कि हृदय में कुछ प्रकार का जलन दिखाई पड़ता है.
So even within the stomach, Krishna says that he burns the food, jatar agni.
पेट के अंदर भी भगवान कहते हैं एक अग्नि है, हाँ वो है जटर अग्नि.
So we don't know that, you know, like in the, we go in the kitchen, like our Garuda Juru. Like it is burning, when you put the fire underneath, then only see the burning and cooking inside. But here you see the Krishna is so intelligent, he made a fire within our stomach.
पर कृष्ण इतने बुद्धिमान हैं कि हमारे पेट के अंदर भी अग्नि डाल दी है.
The fire is there, but we cannot see that fire.
वो अग्नि है पर हम उस अग्नि को देख नहीं पाते हैं.
But still it does, you know, digestion and all these things.
और अच्छी तरह से पाचन इत्यादि कर लेते हैं वो अग्नि.
So when the fire becomes less, we cannot digest properly.
अगर वो अग्नि कम हो गया, मंद हो गया, तो पाचन नहीं होगा.
When the fire becomes more, then we have burning, you know, in our tummies.
और अग्नि थोड़ा ज़्यादा बढ़ जाता है, तो फिर पेट में कुछ गड़बड़ हो जाता है.
So the fire, so anyway, it's burning everywhere.
ये आग तो लग चुकी है पूरे जगह.
So there is only way that surrender unto Srila Prabhupada.
और ये इससे बचने का एक ही रास्ता है. हमें केवल पूरी तरह से शरणागत होना चाहिए श्रीला प्रभुपाद जी के चरण कमलों में.
And surrender and Prabhupada's movement.
और श्रील प्रभुपाद जी के इस आंदोलन के प्रति पूरी तरह से शरणागत हो जाना चाहिए.
So whichever place we are staying, with whichever part of the world, Krishna already appeared, and still he is appearing.
हम किसी भी स्थान पर रहें इस दुनिया के, भगवान वहाँ पे उपस्थित हैं, आ चुके हैं, अवतरित हो गए हैं, और अन्य नए नए स्थानों में भी भगवान अवतरित होंगे.
So whichever way we can just surrender unto him.
जिस भी तरीके से हम हो सके भगवान के चरण कमलों में हमें शरणागत होना चाहिए.
And whatever way we can serve, and however.
जिस भी तरीके से हो सके हमें भगवान का, और किसी भी तरह से हमें भगवान का सेवा करना चाहिए.
So in that way, if we engage in Krishna consciousness.
इस प्रकार से कृष्ण भावनापूर्वक सेवा में हम युक्त हो जाएंगे.
तो समटाइम्स द सेंसेस दे वांट टू चीट अस.
ये हमारे इंद्रियां जो हैं कभी-कभी हमें ठगने का प्रयास करेगा.
बट व्हेन यू फुल्ली एंगेज इन कृष्णा सर्विस,
जब पूरी तरह से भगवान की सेवा में रत हो जाएंगे,
देन यू फॉरगेट योरसेल्फ इवन यू हैव सेंसेस.
हम पूरी तरह से भूल जाएंगे कि हमारे पास इंद्रियां भी हैं.
सो इफ यू आर नॉट एंगेज्ड,
अगर हम पूरी तरह से भगवान की सेवा में नहीं लगेंगे,
then the senses will bother you.
फिर हम तब हमारे इंद्रियां हमें सताते रहेंगे.
But if you're fully engaged in Krishna consciousness, then you will forget, you know, even for whole lifetime, you have the senses, you have to gratify them.
ऐसा सेवा में युक्त हो जाएंगे, ऐसे सेवा में युक्त हो जाएंगे, इतना सेवा में युक्त हो जाएंगे कि हम ये भी भूल जाएंगे कि हमारे पास इंद्रियां हैं और इस इंद्रियों को भी तृप्त करना है.
So that's the only one way.
यही एक तरीका है.
To satisfy Krishna.
कि हम ईमानदारी से सेवा में लग जाएं और कृष्ण को प्रसन्न कर सकें.
But if one is not sincere,
अगर कोई ईमानदार नहीं है,
then you know, if not today,
आज नहीं तो
tomorrow,
कल,
he will disappear.
वो गायब हो जाएगा.
So I've seen so many people.
मैंने बहुत लोगों को भी देखा.
If you're not sincere, then the Maya is there straight away, takes away.
अगर हम लोग ईमानदार नहीं होंगे, माया तो है निकट में, वो हमें खींच के लेके चला जाएगा।
बट यू आर सिंसियर,
अगर हम ईमानदार है,
देन कृष्णा सेज दैट,
कृष्णा बताएंगे, बताते हैं,
अनन्याः चिन्तयन्तु माम् ये जना परिपासते तेषां नित्याभियुक्तानां योगं क्षेमं वहाम्यहम्। सो इफ यू बिकम सिंसियर एंड थिंक अबाउट कृष्णा 24 आवर्स,
केवल कृष्ण का स्मरण करें 24 घंटे,
सो आई गारंटी दैट इफ यू जस्ट सिट इन वन प्लेस एंड थिंक अबाउट कृष्णा, यू नो पीपल विल ब्रिंग यू फूड ऑल द टाइम।
ये मैं गारंटी देता हूँ कि 24 घंटा अगर हम कृष्ण का स्मरण करें तो हमारे सारे दुख दूर हो जाएंगे।
But the only thing is that the lack of sincerity.
एक ही चीज है जो हमें सताती है, वो है कि हमारे ईमानदारी की कमी, हमें पूरी तरह से ईमानदार नहीं हो पा रहे।
So you know, most of the devotees I've seen that they want to become rich, they want to earn lot of money.
बस देखा जाता है कि भक्त हैं पर बहुत अमीर बनना चाहते हैं और पैसा प्राप्त करना चाहते हैं।
But that money is not going to come until they become sincere.
ये पैसा भी तब तक नहीं आएगा जब हम ईमानदार नहीं बनेंगे।
Like even if you take Srila Prabhupada,
अगर हम प्रभुपाद जी के जीवन को भी देखे,
Prabhupada thought that I'll you know, like he was a chemist and he was selling drugs to all the shops.
जीवन में जब वे दवाई का दुकान में थे, दवाई बेच रहे थे, तब की बात है।
So Prabhupada thought that I will earn so lot of money and I'll build Krishna so many temples.
और प्रभुपाद जी सोच रहे थे मैं इतना धन संग्रह करूंगा कि कृष्ण भगवान के लिए अनेक अनेक मंदिर निर्माण करूंगा।
But Krishna want to tell Prabhupada that you know whatever you think in your mind that is wrong.
Krishna ये बताना चाहते हैं प्रभुपाद जी से कि आप जो भी सोच रहे हैं वो गलत है।
So Krishna, Prabhupada lost all his business.
प्रभुपाद जी के सारे धंधे जो हैं वो ठप हो गए।
Even his wife kicked him out.
उनकी पत्नी भी पूरी तरह से उन्हें साथ नहीं दी।
So when Prabhupada asked, "You want tea or you want me?" He said, "I want tea."
आपको चाय चाहिए कि मैं चाहिए? तो कहा कि चाय चाहिए।
So even Prabhupada went to America. He had, at that time, it was around 40 rupees, $8 then.
$8 थे प्रभुपाद जी के पास जब अमेरिका गए थे।
So when Prabhupada came back, when some rickshaw wala took that 40 rupees as well.
So जब प्रभुपाद जी वापस आए, वो एक रिक्शा वाला बोला कि 40 रुपया हो गया भाड़ा।
So like that, Prabhupada he lost everything.
प्रभुपाद जी के हाथ से सब कुछ चला गया था।
So when Prabhupada had 40 rupees, even 40 rupees was gone.
वो 40 रुपया था, वो 40 रुपया भी चला गया था।
So now, but just because of proper sincerity,
केवल और केवल प्रभुपाद जी के ईमानदारी के कारण,
you see how many temples we have,
कितने सारे मंदिर हमारे पास हैं,
and how many devotees we have,
और कितने सारे भक्त हमारे पास हैं,
and just because of proper sincerity, even Krishna has to come, like incarnation, like we think Krishna came in Satya Yuga as Lakshmi Narayan, and Treta Yuga as Sita and Ram, and Dwapara Yuga Krishna came as Krishna, and Kali Yuga Krishna is supposed to come, but just because of one sincere devotee, there are so many incarnations came.
Very good.
Like Radha Rasbihari, Radha Giridhari, Radha Gopinath, Radha Shamsundar, Radha Madhav, Radha Gokulananda, Radha Londoneshwar, Radha Parisheswar, like in Chicago, Kishori. You see, just in order to satisfy his sincere devotee, Krishna takes, though Krishna doesn't need anything.
तो आप लोग समझ ही गए होंगे, फिर भी संशय में प्रभु जी बता रहे कि प्रभुपाद जी का ईमानदारी, ऐसी ईमानदारी प्रभुपाद जी के ईमानदारी को देखकर भगवान अनेक अनेक अवतार लेते हैं। हम देखते हैं कि सतयुग में भगवान अवतारित होते हैं और लक्ष्मी नारायण के रूप में, त्रेता युग में सीताराम के रूप में, और द्वापर युग में स्वयं कृष्ण आ जाते हैं, और इस कलयुग में भी नाम के रूप में आते हैं। पर एक एक सच्चा ईमानदार भक्त को प्रसन्न करने के लिए भगवान कितने कितने अवतार लेते हैं, श्री श्री राधा रास बिहारी जी, श्री श्री राधा गोपीनाथ जी, श्री श्री राधा गिरिधारी जी, श्री श्री राधा नंदनेश्वर की आदि किशोर किशोरी, इस प्रकार से केवल एक ईमानदार भक्त को प्रसन्न करने के लिए भगवान अनेक अनेक बार अवतार लेते हैं.
So just trying to explain here, so there in the forest when the fire started, the Gopa and Gopis, so they went to Krishna, so Krishna protected them. So here as well in this material world there are so many fires are going on. So in order to protect from ourselves, we just had to take Krishna's shelter very, very sincerely.
इसी प्रकार से इस भौतिक जगत में बहुत सारे आग जल रहे हैं, इन सब आगों से अपने आप को बचाने के लिए हमको कृष्ण के पास अपने ईमानदारी के साथ जाना चाहिए.
But if somebody is not sincere, then Krishna knows.
अगर हम ईमानदार नहीं है तो कृष्ण जानते हैं उसे.
So how to, you know, what to call it? Punish this person. So Krishna punishes in order to become sincere. But if you become sincere, I would promise that there is nothing you can't get in this world.
अगर हम बहुत ईमानदार हो जाएंगे, मैं वादा करता हूँ कि इस दुनिया में ऐसा कुछ नहीं होगा जो आप प्राप्त नहीं कर सकते हो.
So, there is one verse that in Mukundamala, our King Kulshekar explains that Sriman Nama Procha Narayanakyam Kena Prapnur Vanchitam Papinopi Hana Purvam Prak Pravrutana Tasmin Tena Praptam Garbhavasadi Dukkam. He says that Sriman Nama Procha Narayanakyam Kena Prapnur Vanchitam Papinopi. Even if somebody is living in very, very sinful condition,
अगर कोई बहुत ही पाप पूर्णिय बहुत ही कष्टमय पाप के कारण कष्टमय स्थिति में भी जी रहा है.
So Kena Prapnur Vanchitam Papinopi. If somebody, like for example, if somebody is living in a very, very, you know, like a, I saw yesterday, Kandivali people are living in the train station. If he chants holy name very sincerely, Krishna will give him very big house in Bombay itself.
अगर कोई बहुत ही अपने कर्मों के कारण, पाप कर्मों के कारण बहुत ही गंदे जगह में जी रहा है, बहुत गंदे तरीके से या गंदे स्थिति में भी जी रहा है, अगर उस स्थिति में भी वो ईमानदारी से भगवान का नाम लेगा तो भगवान उन्हें तुरंत एक अच्छा स्थान दे देगा.
So King Kulshekar, he says that we haven't chanted holy name sincerely in our last life, so that's why we had to take birth again in this material world.
इसलिए राजा कुलशेखर कहते हैं कि पिछले जन्म में हमने भगवान का नाम ईमानदारी से नहीं लिया, इसलिए इस जन्म में इस जीवन में इस समय हम जन्म ले रहे हैं और कष्ट का अनुभव कर रहे हैं.
So I request all the devotees, thank you very much.
मैं प्रार्थना करता हूँ सारे भक्तों का बड़ा आभारी हूँ.
For giving opportunity.
मुझे एक अवसर दिया आपने.
टू स्पीक अबाउट भागवतम.
थोड़ा भागवत के ऊपर चर्चा करने के लिए अवसर दिया, इसलिए मैं सारे भक्तों का बड़ा आभारी हूँ. धन्यवाद.
I'm really, really happy.
मैं बहुत ही प्रसन्न हूँ.
टू सिट इन फ्रंट ऑफ द डिवोटीज हियर.
ये भक्तों के बीच में चर्चा करने के लिए बहुत ही.
Around 20 years ago, I was here in this temple, but only 3 weeks.
लगभग 20 साल पहले, I think 18 years ago.
18 years ago, yeah.
18 साल पहले मैं 3-4 सप्ताह यहाँ पे रुका भी था.
Just only 3 weeks.
3 सप्ताह रुका था.
So Jagannath has been so merciful.
जगन्नाथ जी बहुत ही दयालु थे.
So he's been looking after very well. So I would request everybody become a sincere devotee of Lord Giridhari and Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra and Gaurnithai.
मेरा बड़ा निवेदन है आप सब भक्तों के चरणों में कि आप सब बड़े ईमानदार भक्त बन जाइए, श्री श्री राधा गिरधारी जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा और श्री श्री गौरनिथाय जी के.
So whatever desires you have,
जो भी इच्छा हमारे हैं,
so it may not be fulfilled within this life.
अगर वो इस जीवन में नहीं तो
in next life it will definitely fulfill.
अगले जीवन में अगले जन्म में पूरा हो जाएगा.
Anyway, हरे कृष्णा
हरे कृष्णा. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rama, Swabiji ke bade aabadi hai, Sajjana Nandan Prabhu, Nandan se aate hai.